You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 110. And today, let's bust through one of the biggest barriers for entrepreneurs and coaches and consultants so that you can be a magnet to your perfect ideal clients. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson here. And today we're talking about attracting more of your ideal clients. So inside today's episode, I'm going to share with you a few of the signs that maybe you don't have ideal clients. And you might not even realize that you're not working with your perfect clients until we go through this list. And maybe a few little alarms will go off, a couple of aha moments, and you'll realize why it's felt so hard to grow your business. I also want to share with you what needs to flip. Like, what can you do differently right now so that you start attracting more of your perfect clients? And ultimately, when you're with your perfect clients, what happens in your business is you're going to have more money coming in. You're going to love growing your business. There's a lot more feeling of flow and effortlessness. So I can't wait to share that with you. But first, I want to share with you a little bit about what's coming in the Own Your Bold Circle. Now, in the Own Your Bold Circle, this is a program that we've designed for people who want to really take things to the next level. And you know, you need a little support taking those big, bold actions. Now, you might have a big, bold goal and you don't know how to achieve it, or just quite simply, you need some of that fire and push to get through some of the things that you tend to resist and put off. And in the upcoming months, we're going to be crafting a attraction method for your most ideal clients. We're going to be working on the messaging that pulls in your most high paying clients. And we're going to be really like leveling up and pulling to the next level who you need to be so that you attract those clients effortlessly. It's going to be a very powerful next 90 days. I hope you'll join us at ownyourboldcircle.com. Now, let's get into today's episode. So we're talking today about how to attract your perfect clients. And I want to just kind of lay the foundation. What is a perfect client? How do you know? I like to think of it like a trifecta, and that a perfect client is someone who you love working with. They're getting awesome results because you're solving a problem that they have been struggling with for a while, and they're happy to pay for your offering. Now, if you have two of these things, you have a great client you love working with and you're getting awesome results, but they're not able to pay your bills and or your invoices, then it's not a great trifecta. It's still not a perfect client. If you've got people who are paying for your services, but you don't love working with them, it still doesn't feel great. And if you're going to grow your business and you want to scale your impact and you want to, you know, have like more joy and fulfillment in your work life, it's really important to have ideal clients that you work with. And yet, so many service providers, the hidden reason, and I say hidden because it's kind of lurking in your blind spot, you don't realize why this is happening, but you don't have this big drive to grow your business and take things to the next level. And oftentimes it's because you've been attracting a lot of people that are really hard to work with, or it's felt really stressful and overwhelming to take on more clients. And a lot of times if we get to the root of it, it's because you don't really have your ideal clients coming into the business. So what if we shift that for you today? Be helpful, right? So let's talk about some signs that you are not focused on your ideal clients and you're saying yes to people who really shouldn't be in your business. The first one is literally you dread your client meetings or you dread working with these people. And you see the appointment coming up, you like maybe have that feeling. you can't really get the gumption up and the motivation to prepare. And maybe you're doing, you know, your mediocre best with them instead of really feeling lit up and excited. It happens. When you're working with clients who really aren't your favorite clients and you're not in love with them and the work you're doing with them, it's going to feel like dread instead of excitement. Now, if you're the kind of person who you deliver programs or events or even products versus that one-on-one or service-based arrangement, this might translate to you don't really look forward to putting the event on, or you're delivering programs that don't really light your fire anymore, and you're doing it because maybe the money's there, but the passion's not. So translate that to whatever work you do. But if you are not lit up and excited and passionate about those clients, you're probably focused on your non-ideal clients. Second, and this is a huge sign, they're not paying you on time. So if someone's not paying you on time, or they're grumbling about what you charge, then this is probably not a good fit client. If you go back to the trifecta, you want them to want to pay you what you're asking, what your top rate is, not try to negotiate you, or you're always having to chase them down to get paid. It doesn't mean they're a bad person. It doesn't mean you can't help them. It means you don't have to work with them if they're the kind of client who is dragging their feet and paying you. And there are a subset of people out there in the world who they have a lot of the right ingredients, but they're still working from this scarcity mindset, and they're a pain in the butt to get to pay their bills on time. So if they're not going to pay on time, maybe they're not really your ideal clients. And it's okay to really refine your vision of what an ideal client is to include that they pay you on time. Wouldn't that be really awesome that you have clients who can't wait to pay their bills, they pay them on time, and they feel so grateful that they're with you and they're happy to pay what you're asking. Those are the people you want. The third sign is you feel drained after working with them. I had an opportunity to learn this a few years back, and it was a painful learning where I had a client that I was working with in my mastermind, and it was a really funny story how he came to me. He'd found me through some crazy social media platform that really doesn't even exist anymore, and it was that perfect moment that he knew he needed to hire me, and I actually got such great results. He basically went from $200,000 to almost $1 million in revenue after implementing what I taught him, and real success story. And it was super exciting. But when he came back several years later, we discovered very quickly, at least I did, that magic wasn't necessarily going to continue. And he asked me to coach him on something really unique. And I thought, okay, well, I can do that. It wasn't necessarily the core thing I offer, but I thought, yeah, that's in my wheelhouse. And it just was a big mess. But the funny thing was, I had this little inkling, I don't know, should I take this on? And, you know, if I'm being quite honest, it was a time when I was going through a lot of challenge and, you know, personal drama. And it was like not my, you know, like the cash wasn't flowing and I was figuring myself out. And I thought, I need the work. And I really always liked working with them. And I kind of talked myself into it. And I had that feeling. When you have that feeling, I say trust it. And this really implies that as entrepreneurs and salespeople, that we have to trust source energy, like something much bigger than us that we are always being provided for. Because when we sacrifice in the short term and we say yes to things that are not a good fit, we're oftentimes taking up space and draining ourselves from having the bandwidth and the energy to focus on the bigger opportunities. And it's almost like we're picking up rotten apples, sometimes off the floor, instead of planting an apple tree that's going to bear fruit over and over and over again. So if you're following my metaphor, you know what I mean, is we have to trust that there's something bigger at work there. So if you feel drained by working with someone, chances are, you know, that this is a bad fit. It might be that they're just an energy vampire and they suck the life out of you because they're in a really bad place in their life, or they're needy, or they've got some other things that are out of sync for you. And it could just be that you're trying to deliver something that's not really your superpower. So you're having to really stretch and do things that are not the things you're passionate about and that excite you. Whatever it is, you don't have to justify it. You just have to be clear about it. Let's move on to four. You meet with people or you have prospect pools that end up hiring your competitors instead of you. So why is this a sign that you're not focused on your ideal client? Because what happens is when you are, and this happens a lot when you try to be everything to everyone and your marketing is really vanilla and you're like, yeah, I can do it all, is your prospect doesn't see themselves working with you because they don't really get that you solve their problem and that you're the person to solve it for them. And so you become invisible to them. And so when you're not focused on your ideal clients, your messaging and your marketing suffers. And then they choose the people that clearly can solve the problem instead of the people that take a lot of work to figure that out. And so I've learned this lesson several times. I've worked with a lot of clients that I really had to hone in on and help them understand. When your prospects are skipping over you to hire the people that are similar to you, even if you do a better job, that's a sign you are not focused on who your true perfect client is. Let's move to number five. They negotiate you down and then on your price and then ask for a lot more than they pay for. Okay, again, this is a sign of a non-ideal client that you're focused on. And you probably are adjusting your price to compensate for a prospect pool that is attracting a lot of people that are not right for you. I got to learn a really painful lesson around this a while back. I'll give you this example in a little bit, so stay tuned. But just know that when people are challenging you on your prices, I doubt it's because you're charging too much. You either have a prospect problem or you have a value proposition problem. And that gets cleared up in your sales process. So when a client tells me, Melanie, like all these people are coming to me, but they keep telling me I'm charging too much or I'm losing them in the sales conversation, I don't ever think it's a price problem unless maybe you're charging too little. It's almost always a positioning of the value, or you've got the wrong prospects that are always going to be in that scarcity mindset. So again, this is just a sign that maybe you've been prospecting in the wrong place, or your sales process needs to be tweaked, or your pricing needs to be tweaked. Okay, so you may be charging too little and it's attracting people that are already struggling with money. And believe it or not, if you raise your prices, oftentimes you'll eliminate the problem because you start attracting people that are playing a bigger game. Number six, they complain or blame you a lot for their lack of responsibility. So this is an interesting one. A lot of people, there's a dynamic, especially in the service side of things, and if you deliver on implementation or you have a done-for-you service, this really comes up a lot, where people will blame you for, you know, their own issues in planning and ability to implement and prioritize. So really understand that complainers and blamers are toxic. Now, there are situations where it's just a bad fit and there's a misalignment of expectations and you want to resolve that, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But what you really want to understand is you have chronic complainers and blamers. They are not your people. Raise your vibration, raise your game, raise your standards. Go back to the standards episode I did last year. It'll clear up a lot on this. But just notice if you have a lot of complainers and blamers and people who, you know, they're putting their problems on you, that is a sign of a non-ideal client. And number seven, they make unreasonable requests and have unreasonable expectations. So again, I think this is a little bit of that, you know, there's an alignment piece here, but there's also just that toxicity of some people are demanding and they are usually the people that want to pay you the least, but want the most. Is that it's the reverse 80-20. They are going to pay you 20% of what you earn and they will require 80% of your time. And so again, this is a sign if this is bothering you and you're feeling like they're always running with their hair on fire and expect you to put it out, and they want you to work long into the evening or all weekend long, and that's not how you want to roll, this is probably an unrealistic request or expectation. And again, it's a sign of an ideal client, non-ideal client. So what should you do if you're dealing with these things? I think the most important thing you can do first is start making a list of the challenges that frustrate you and exhaust you about the current clients or clients you've had in the past. Because if you want to start attracting your ideal clients, you start with knowing who they're not. So this kicks off, what do you do differently to start attracting your ideal clients? Make a list of the challenges and things that have been coming up that you no longer want in your client base. One of the fastest ways to know who your ideal clients are is to know who they're not. Now, I'm going to challenge you if you're one of those people that says, I can help everyone. There's no one that's going to be on my not list. I call BS. Why? Because you can't possibly be a great fit for everyone. And there are people who will never buy what you offer because they don't have the problem or they're not ever going to solve the problem. And so that eliminates at least 60% of the people on the planet right there. So be willing to dig deep and start to hone in. Who is your best client? What makes them perfect for you? So I've had so many conversations over the years, especially with service providers, where when they're overwhelmed and exhausted and they're feeling frustrated, or we start to have the pricing conversation and they're afraid to raise their prices, we really start to dig into, how do you know who an ideal client is? I always start with, well, what are they not? So you can give yourself the gift of starting that process right now by simply laying that list out and then flipping it. You know, one way to look at it is, it's easy to know what you want when you're in the contrast and you realize what you don't want. Number two, create an ideal client profile. So what is an ideal client profile? There's a lot of different words for it. It's a marketing avatar. It's a client avatar. Ideal client profile. In the work that I do with my high-level mastermind, what I do is I take them through a very, very comprehensive set of questions designed to uncover that trifecta. What is it that you deliver that solves a problem? Who are the clients you love and enjoy working with the most? And who's willing to pay you well for what you do? See, an ideal client should be excited to pay you really well to solve problems in their lives and to take them to, you know, nirvana, right? To like have the most amazing experience. So you're either solving problems or you're taking people where they want to go, or a combination of both. And then when you get this ideal client profile, and hopefully you do the comprehensive version that really goes deep into the psychology of the things they're thinking but maybe are not expressing, you want to teach your team and your marketing people and the salespeople that support you how to recognize these ideal clients when they're coming in, and more importantly, how to spot the non-ideal clients to help move them out before they get caught up in your funnel. So number three, position yourself to meet their needs. So positioning is all about knowing your potential clients so well, like that ideal person, that you design your brand, your messaging, and your offerings to act like a magnet to pull them in. So there were some very wise words by a man named Peter Montoya I learned probably close to 20 years ago that served me so well, and that is your positioning should both attract your ideal clients and repel your non-ideal clients, okay? So you want to make sure in the way in which you're designing all of this that your ideal clients read your messaging and go, oh my God, she's talking to me, right? And that's one of the most important things that you can do. And honestly, it's the hardest thing to do, especially when you have like a softer skill type offering. Every one of my Own Your Bold members and the Mastermind members, this is a big part that we have to go through at a certain point is, okay, I challenge them on, is your message really matching your ideal client? Or are you going into that plain Jane vanilla and trying to speak to everyone. It makes a huge difference. And messaging is what compels people to want to go deeper and take the next step. So it feels big, but it's actually not. It's just really building up a muscle that helps you every time you're going to design an offering or put something out there. It's like, is that going to make your ideal client say yes? The next piece of that puzzle is pricing. So once you've positioned properly, you've got to price it properly. And believe it or not, you can price yourself out of a deal by pricing too low. And you can price yourself too high by focusing on your non-ideal clients. When you really understand how to price properly, then you've got a price point it's a no-brainer to the person that you most want to work with. In my experience, most people are not pricing to their market. They're pricing to their comfort zone. And what that means is whatever they're comfortable charging, whatever they're comfortable paying is what they price themselves at. And so what you're doing is you're projecting onto your ideal client what they will actually pay. And it's the worst way to price things. So I wrote a blog post on this. I'll link it up in the show notes on the show page. But you can also just head over to my blog at melaniebenson.com blog. This one thing of really learning how to price yourself properly is a muscle every entrepreneur needs. So if you need some help with that, you can check out the blog post. I've got some creative ways to move your prices up when you feel stuck. Now let's move to the next one, and that's adjust your marketing to be where your ideal clients are looking for solutions. So here's where my big learning kicks in. Several years ago, probably close to 15 years ago, I had an opportunity to be on this coveted event. It was an online event. This was back when a lot of the online stuff was just getting started. We didn't really even have webinar technology yet. It was still phone bridges and teleseminars. And I was going into what was called a cage match. So I was going up against a few legends in the marketing world, like Alex Mendozian and a woman named Tracy Montefiore, and I don't remember, some other guy that was really big in the network marketing world. And we were going head to head on these questions, and based on how you answered the questions, people would vote if they were voting for you or the other people. Well, I won. And I was so excited. I thought, oh my gosh, I really made it. You know, I went up head to head against these other guys and, they picked me. So I was very proud of myself. And the prize for me was that I got a door opened up to like 10,000 people to share my offer. And I was ecstatic. So of those 10,000 people, like 3,000 people said yes. And the time it was a month and whatever my membership program was at the time. It was before Own Your Bold Circle was here. And I was ecstatic. So I gave it away for a month. And at the end of that month, I was like, okay, great. This is going to fill our program. At least a couple hundred people will stay. So 3,000 people took advantage of it. Less than 50 people stayed. So what was the learning? I realized of those 50 people, as I started to get to know them and there was interaction, I was seeing a whole bunch of red flags on those non-ideal client list. And I thought, oh my gosh, these are not my people. Of course they wouldn't stay because they were freebie seekers. I was marketing to a non-ideal client base. And it's the most expensive marketing lesson we make. And it taught me that you have to market where your ideal clients are. And so first of all, you have to know where your ideal clients come from. Where do you get your best clients? And when you're going to design your offers and your messaging and create your marketing strategies and design your authority platforms, you have to make sure that this is where those ideal clients will be looking for the solutions, or at least where you can educate them about you and move them into your educational process. Adjust your marketing to be where they are so you don't make a big snafu like I did. The last point I want to make today is don't be afraid to let go of the non-ideal clients. So when you find yourself attracting non-ideal clients, there's a lot of different reasons why, and it's actually one of the reasons people hire me in the beginning is to help them figure out what's broken and what's not working. And so when we look at where the nine ideal clients are showing up, you have either one of three things. One, you've built the program that attracts the wrong people, your pricing is attracting the wrong people, or your marketing is attracting the wrong people. And so if you've got non-ideal clients in and it's draining you, you're going to either have to get rid of the program, get rid of the clients, or, you know, hire someone else to deliver it, right? So those are some options. Don't be afraid to let go. When you have one-on-one clients, this is really critical. Because when you have a big service you have to deliver and the client is toxic and it drains you, you are going to be toast. And this is a fast road to burnout. But again, this brings up trust. Can you trust the process? Can you trust that if you let go of the people that are not ideal, and better yet, say no to them before they ever come on board with you, can you have the space to attract more of your ideal clients? So I want you to remember one of the key takeaways from today is, are you really in your comfort zone? Are you keeping yourself where you are, afraid to turn somebody away because that's what you're comfortable with right now? Or are you willing to take a bold action and stretch into saying yes to only ideal clients? What magic might happen? What power could unfold? What abundance might get delivered if you really trust the process to get your ideal clients clear, get your messaging to match what they need, really design your offerings that are compelling to them, price properly, and then market to them where they're making the decision to buy? It is a bold step, but it's a powerful step, and I hope you'll take it. I'll love to hear your thoughts on this. You can come into our Amplify Your Success community or just jump over to the show page on AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. Just look for episode 110 and tell me what you are going to do to get your attraction factor up to attract more of your ideal clients. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.